Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Brook trout were once plentiful in North America's rivers and streams. You'd find them all the way from Georgia to Newfoundland and as far west as Ohio. But the fish are now scarce in much of their former range, except for Maine. It's the brook trout's last best refuge. It's where, for the past 2 years, state biologists have been surveying Maine's waterways. And as Murray Carpenter reports, they're finding plenty of trout.
It's 10 a.m. on a mild autumn day in rural Maine. Chip Wick wades up a stream wearing a 50-pound backpack that holds an electrofishing unit. He turns it on and starts fishing. He waves a yellow wand in the water ahead of him and trails a cable in the water behind. Wick's three-person crew is searching for brook trout, and they don't have to look too hard.
Oh, there's one up here. On that stick. Right there underneath that stick. Straight ahead. Got him.
There we go.
As Wick wields the beeping shocker, Tyler Grant and Amy Preble handle the nets. Soon, they've got five trout in the bucket.
That's five of them. You can see they're stunned for a little while, but they come back out of it pretty quickly.
10 yards from the road, you get a bucket full of trout.
Yep. And this is, you know, pretty small stream. It doesn't look like much more than a drainage ditch, really. But they have a constant flow of water and the right water temperatures, they can hold trout all year round.
After sampling a 50-yard reach of stream, the crew carries the bucket back to the tailgate of the pickup, which they transform into a sort of field lab. First, they measure the trout.
Okay, number one, it's 120 millimeters, 13.8 grams.
Then they clip some fin tissue for later genetic analysis and scrape off a few scales for growth studies. Soon, the trout go back into the brook. This study was prompted by a 2005 report by a coalition called the Eastern Brook Trout Joint Venture. The report showed that wild brook trout are missing or greatly reduced in nearly half of their historic range because of degraded streams, warming waters, and competition from introduced fish. The report also noted that the fish are assumed to be thriving in most of Maine, which is further north and less developed than other states with brook trout. But quantitative data was missing.
For lake and pond habitats, we have about 97% of the nation's resources. But we couldn't say that for stream habitats because we did not have adequate data.
Mary Gallagher, a biologist with the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, is leading the Maine brook trout study. She says trout in the southern part of the range are limited by a lack of cold, clean water and have been harmed by a variety of land uses.
It's agricultural and development concerns. And in some of the Appalachian regions of West Virginia, Pennsylvania, it's mining practices cause severe degradations in water quality that don't allow trout to persist, and other fishes in many cases too.
Gallagher says brook trout are good indicators of healthy watersheds. That's why the Eastern Brook Trout Joint Venture is considered a pilot project for a series of National Fish Habitat Action Plans.
So we're talking about an animal that needs to move freely, has relatively strict habitat requirements as far as water quality and the physical features of its habitat. So it's a good animal for a large-scale conservation effort, which is what we're striving for.
The sampling project cost about $250,000 a year. It was primarily funded with federal dollars, with support from the state of Maine and some money from nonprofits such as Trout Unlimited. Jeff Reardon is Trout Unlimited's New England Conservation Director.
Maine is to brook trout what Alaska is to Pacific salmon. It's the place you have large numbers of intact populations in the streams they evolved in something like their natural state. That's pretty remarkable if you think about changes we put on these watersheds over 300 or 400 years.
Back in central Maine, Wick's crew surveys the third of four sites they'll cover today. In addition to looking for trout, they test water quality and generally evaluate the habitat. While many of Maine's lakes and large rivers have already been overrun by non-native fish like smallmouth bass, most little streams still hold a variety of native fish. The crew tallies these on their data sheets.
Common, blacknose, creek chub, fine scale. Got another brookie here.
While the crew sorts fish, Gerald Myrick stops by to see what's going on. An outdoorsman wearing a camouflage baseball cap, he lives just up the road and says he knows this tiny brook well.
I've lived here all my life, and I've fished it all my life, so yes, I know there's trout here. A lot of times this one's almost dry, but you find a hole that's got 6 inches of water, and you'll find the trout.
Myrick's observation seems to sum up the situation in much of Maine, where the sampling crews have been surprised to find trout even in muddy little trickles. This winter, biologists Wick and Gallagher will be working indoors, mapping their findings. And many of those vast areas of the Maine brook trout distribution map that now say no quantitative data will soon read populations intact, at least for now. For Living on Earth, I'm Murray Carpenter in Penobscot County, Maine.
Oh, brookie. Nice brookie.
Ooh.
Legal.
Nice one.